unconditional, undisputed, and go after everybody.
We've got the people with Grill LLC on our desks that we're ready to put down. But now we're not so sure that we can even do that.
Yes, and I know, again, of two business owners out of state. One wants to be a potential business owner, and the other one is a current business owner, and they wanted to create businesses here in New Hampshire. And after I told them about this LLC tax, they said, "You go to hell." You know, that's basically what they said to the state of New Hampshire. We're not coming in. And I've talked to people who are going to disband their LLCs because that will be exempt from the LLC tax. That's the message that the state of New Hampshire is sending to the world right now. Our supposedly live free or die motto and our small business friendly environment, which has been up until very recently, is now all in danger. And we're talking about this reasonable compensation provision that's in the law. That is now going to be subject of a public hearing, and Andy Sanborn from the Draft Sports Bar and Grill has been giving us the gory details on this. And Andy, every time I talk to you, the news gets worse.
I know it does. You know, I'm the guy that...
And Don Gobin from Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce joining us, too.
Don, thanks for joining us. Yeah, you know me, I'm the guy that wants to look at the positive side. You know, we come in here and you and I talk about all the things this state should be doing to create jobs. Remember, there's 50,000 people right now that don't have jobs, to create an expansion of the economic base. You know, we believe that our legislature should be working on helping to get us out of this recession, not push us further into it. And that's what this type of a bill is going to do. You know, reasonable defining how much money small business owners can make is not good for our economy. Because anything over that a state employee, and there are some great state employees, don't get me wrong, but someone in some office is going to say, "I believe you're making too much money, so we're going to institute what's going to end up being a 13.5% tax on all of your hard work."
Amazing.
It's going to be an audit, and that audit costs
money.
It's going to
be a bookkeeping nightmare for small businesses.
That's exactly it.
Like you said, two sets of books. Maybe I can justify my compensation by being the owner.
And the bookkeeper. Right?
Well, and I don't know about you, Andy, but I know a lot of business owners, they farm out their bookkeeping to an accountant or a CPA or something.
You know, lots of people do. Well, we actually have an accountant, like a lot of businesses do. Mm-hmm. One of the advantages of having an LLC is it's traditionally reduced the amount of regulatory bookkeeping you've had to keep, minutes and all the types of things that large corporations do. Now, for us to have to go back and justify every single expense we take as a business owner, which we do to the IRS, because we do pay taxes. A lot of people are suggesting that we don't pay taxes, but we pay business enterprise tax. Some pay business profits tax. You know, we pay federal taxes as they roll over under the K-1. So, this isn't closing a loophole. This is a whole new level of taxation and a redefinition. The state is redefining entirely. They have completely eliminated the past law on what reasonable compensation is and has completely provided all of this stuff which is new. And so much of this stuff is new, defining the $50,000 in one coverage for whether or not you have to, defend how much money you make as a company, telling you that you can't have loss operational carry forwards. It goes on as far as to say that a business cannot lose money. Now, let's think about that.
We have to have the freedom to fail.
You have to have the freedom to fail. I mean, this is America, everyone. This
and
is
most
New Hampshire.
Businesses are expected to lose money in the first few years of operation
Right. Well, I don't think any of us business, and I know Don feels the same way I do. None of us want to lose money. None of us go out to lose money. But, let's take example. Last year, ironically, there was this massive ice storm around here.
Yeah.
And you guys have had a number of ice storms up in your neck of the woods, Don. So you have a guy that's running a retail store, paying himself every single week, and then December shows up, and he essentially gets shut down for the month of December, the biggest month they have of the year. Now the state of New Hampshire is going to come in and say, you lost money, but the reality is we're not going to let you do that, so you need to back your salary back in until you show some profitability.
I'd like you to talk about what you showed me on the break with the employee compensation.
Oh, yeah. So as we're talking about what we need to do to justify to the state of New Hampshire of how much money a small business owner can make today, and what they say specifically, and I'll jump in the middle of the paragraph here because it's a bunch of legalese. So, proprietor, partner, or member in which such individual or individuals might reasonably earn if performing services as an employee. So part of their justification on how much money a business owner can make is how much an employee in a similar industry or organization might make.
Andy, I'm glad you brought that up. Don, thank you for jogging him on that one, because Marcy Viersen talked about this with me a few weeks ago.
Right.
She's the owner of Artisans, yes. Main Street, and she is Main Street, New London. She is one of the businesses there. And you know, she mentioned this in a piece that I had posted on my website back on December 14th. And she went on to this, saying that this is an income tax. In order to collect taxes on money earned by owners of LLCs, New Hampshire has placed a cap on compensation, taxing anything over the cap they have dictated as appropriate. However, the basis for this cap is arbitrary because it is based on W-2s, which LLC members are not eligible for. Caps do not take into account the many factors innate to LLCs which differentiate them from their value W-2 employees, such as the risk of starting up the business, the maintenance, the time, creativity, and drive it takes to be self-employed.
There you go.
And she saw that one weeks ago. And there are people that are saying, nah, that's not true. It is.
It absolutely
you
is
You have
true.
It in black and white from House Bill 1607 with the public hearing coming up next Thursday.
9:30 a.m.
At 9 a.m. or 9:30?
Oh, now I don't remember.
I have 9 a.m. on my agenda.
I've got 9 a.m. too. Room 201.
That's room 201 of the Legislative Office Building. For anybody who hasn't been there, that is behind the State House. There's a big blue and gold sign out front that says Legislative Office Building on the street that runs behind the State House. There's a bunch of scaffolding around it right now because they're doing some construction work. So that'll give you the landmark for that. But just a couple of minutes remaining here, Andy. You and Don are having a forum in Grantham.
Absolutely, we are. You know, Don,
at the Grantham Town Hall Monday at 7 p.m., the Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Stop the LLC Tax Forum.
Right, and what Don is doing, you know, as the president of the chamber, he's reaching out to all businesses and communities all around the Upper Valley. I mean, if you hear this, even if you don't hear this station, and you're anywhere in the Upper Valley, bring a business owner, bring a friend, bring a neighbor. You know, we need to educate these people on what's happening to us. You know, our ability to create jobs and economic success truly lies in our ability to turn this type of legislation around. And Don's been so great to host a forum where we can sit and talk about what the issue is and try and come up with an action plan of how we can help.
That's right. And it's not going to be a bitch session. It's going to be an action plan to go forward, because then those three hearings will have taken place and we can actually go forward.
The three public hearings that DRA is holding on the rules, and then you'll have the upcoming hearing on what is defined as reasonable compensation, and then there'll be another hearing that goes before the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules, which will end up adopting this in the end, or not. You know, it's quite possible that they won't. So there are a number of things that are going on. So just because the last DRA hearing is on Saturday doesn't mean it's all over. There's still a big fight and a big chance ahead to have this overturned. And if that doesn't work, then there still is a legislative process that's in the works right now. Senator Jeb Bradley has proposed it in the Senate. David Hess has done it in the House to repeal this tax entirely.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about, you know, participation, there's so many of us that consider ourselves to be traditional New Hampshire Yankees. You know, we kind of let life go and live as we do. But we've reached that threshold today where we can no longer stand on the sidelines and watch these decisions that are happening to our state, our future, and our families happen. People need to get involved, and today is the day for that.
Andy Sanborn from the Draft Sports Bar and Grill. Don Gobin, Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks for having us on.
Monday night, 7 p.m., Grantham Town Hall. That's exit 13 off of Interstate 89, just south on Route 10, not even a mile. It's on the right-hand side.
I hope to have a lot of people there. That room can hold 300 people.
How can people get in touch with you or the chamber for questions, Don?
We have a website called GranthamAreaChamber.com. And, again, my phone number is 863-4248. Just come.
Yes.
There's no RSVP required.
That's good. It's open to the public. Anybody who can hear this is welcome to show up. Andy, thank you. StopTheLLCTax.com is your website to help get the public's voice out there, the petition. My website, BrianTilton.com. Click on the LLC tax page. I will post Andy's interview tonight. Don's interview as well from the last hour, because people will go back and listen to these interviews to get the information that you talked about. I'll put a text version up there as well of something that you gave me.
And the only thing I want to add to that is, remember, Chris Williams from the Nashua Chamber of Commerce, just like Don, great, great guy, has offered a free bus from Nashua or Manchester tomorrow to bring people up and back from the Plymouth hearing. The Nashua bus meets at 3:30 at the Crown Plaza off Exit 8. The Manchester bus meets at Macy's at 4 o'clock. We'd love to see that bus full. If you want to come, this gives you a chance to come up. Someone else is paying for the gas. Drive up. Nice chat on the way up. And
now, don't just show up. Make your reservations. And that deadline is like now. Right now. So you got to call 881-8333 or email cwilliams@nashuachamber.com. Andy, Don, good chatting with
you. Always
a
pleasure.
Thank you.